you have your program, if you turn to the very back of your program, you'll find the scripture we're going to follow very closely today. Our scripture comes from the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 2, verse 18 and verse 33, and Mark chapter 12, verses 10 and 11. I'm going to read all four of those scriptures in your hearing now from the New King James Version. Luke chapter 2, verse 18 and verse 33, Mark 12, verses 10 and 11, and it reads as follows. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. And Joseph and his mother Mary marveled at those things which were spoken of him, Jesus. Have you not even read this scripture? The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So I'm going to speak to you for just a little while from the marvels of Christmas. The marvels of Christmas. There are some things that happen in this passage of scripture that are just a marvel. They are, this word marvel means it is surprising. It is, some versions say, it is admirable. It is, one translation says, it is astonishing. It's something that is happens that was going on at that time that really had this impact on people that really was marvelous. It was something that was fantastic. It was great. And the Bible now wants us to know this happens at the birth of Jesus Christ. And so I want to try to walk you through some of the things that happen as we look at this marvelous thing that happens at Christmas. And it says, Luke chapter 2, verse 18, all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. And so I list four things here. First of all, you outline A, B, C, and D that they marveled at. First, I want you to know it was those that heard the shepherds. And it is important for us. It was all those who heard it. This is important because you won't hear it unless somebody says it. And they're not going to hear it if you and I don't say it. And so these shepherds, I want you to get this now. They actually started to speak, and they didn't mention Santa Claus. They didn't mention Saint Nick. They didn't mention Kris Kringle. They mentioned Jesus Christ. And my brothers and sisters, it's always good to appreciate the culture that you live in. But then it's also important that we go beyond our own culture and go to our Christ. Christ is above culture. Christ is beyond our culture. And so we need to make sure we connect people to our Christ. And so that's what these shepherds do. They're just ordinary people. And these ordinary men who were honest men, they were truthful men, they did something that was still important for us to do today. They spoke about this encounter with the Christ. So let me tell you what happens. This is A. They had an encounter with the angel of the Lord. That's A. The angel of the Lord came in their presence. And this angel of the Lord is a messenger from God. And we need to make sure that we hear the message from God. There's a lot of messages going on. People on the internet, people on the radio, people on all sorts of things that are on your phones and on your pads. But make sure that you hear the message from the Lord. This angel of the Lord came. And so that's the first part. And then the second part, B, is the glory of the Lord shone around them. They started seeing the light of God. And my brothers and sisters, even in a dark world, God always lets his light shine. If we'll look, we'll see God is at work even right now. The light of Christ, the Bible said, the glory of the Lord shone around them. We need that glory of the Lord. And so by the time we get to verse 18, the glory of the Lord had already shone around them. They saw the light of Christ. And that's part of our task, is to help people to see the light of Christ. Now, it does also say that they were afraid. Now, I need you to get this, because there is going to come a time in your life and in mine that fear will come upon us. That's something to be afraid of. If you say you're not afraid of anything, then you must be in another world. Because there's a lot to be fearful about, and the Bible is very clear, they were afraid. But then they recognized, but the angel is here, and the light of Christ is here, and then Christ actually, the angel actually speaks to them and says, and Christ says for us not to be afraid. He's with us. He doesn't say there's nothing to fear, but he says, but he's with us. And so whatever there is to fear, our Christ is with us. And because he's with us, we are overcome whatever there is. Doesn't matter what it is. It could be something financial. It could be something physical. It could be something emotional. Whatever it is, our Christ said, do not fear. Then he tells us why not to fear. You don't fear because he's with us. That's what the name Emmanuel means. Jesus is our Emmanuel, God with us. So he tells us not to fear. And then D is they have this great joy. The Savior is born. And this great joy that the Savior is born is why now they're going and telling this story. They're going to tell the story that in Bethlehem that the Savior has been born. And my brothers and sisters, that's still true today. The Savior has been born. But not only has he been born, he's coming back again. And so we rejoice in the fact that he has been born, and we celebrate that he has been born, but we also celebrate he's coming back again. We got a Savior that is coming back. He's coming back for you and for me. He's coming back again. So they marveled at this, and part of the marveling was that God would say this and show this to ordinary people. This was not shown to the king. In fact, the king heard about it. He was trying to kill him. It was not shown to the chief priests. The chief priests heard about it, and they were trying to kill him. It was not even shown to the Jews who were part of the called people of God. What God did was he showed it to these shepherds who were just ordinary people, and then he let these ordinary people take it to the whole world. God, my brothers and sisters, will show up in unusual places. He'll show up in your life. He'll show up in my life. And God wants to do some great things in our lives. And God says, just because it wasn't who you thought it would be, doesn't mean he doesn't have a blessing for you. The word of God is blessed. Jesus tells us in the first chapter of John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Just because he's the Word, that means he can bless. Doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter what's going on in your life, good, bad, or indifferent, God is able to bless. Doesn't matter what your age is. You could be very young, or you could be very old. God is able to bless. And so they marveled at this. The second thing I want you to note is that, is verse 33, it says, and Joseph and his Mary and his mother Mary marveled at those things which were spoken of him, spoken of Jesus. We can kind of understand the shepherds marveling. They were just ordinary people. But now Joseph and Mary are marveling. This was his family. These were the ones that were closest to him. And even the ones closest to him were marveling. And this is important for us, my brothers and sisters. I want you to note this, that they marveled at what was spoken of Jesus Christ. They had an encounter, both Mary and Joseph had an encounter with the angel, and so they weren't marveling at the angel. These persons that they were marveling at were people that were followers of Christ, even though they had not yet met Christ. It was Simeon and Anna, this man and this woman, this prophet and this prophetess. They began to speak of Jesus Christ. And as they spoke of Jesus Christ, Jesus' own parents, his mother and his mother Mary, and his his stepfather Joseph. And his stepfather Joseph and his mother Mary, they marveled at what they heard about, what these persons, these prophets and prophetesses were saying about Jesus Christ. I want you to get into what's going on here, because if you will get into it, it will make you marvel as well. Jesus Christ didn't come in a palace. He came in a stable. He came in a barn. He didn't come among the rich. He actually came among the poor. He didn't come among the most powerful persons. He came among the least powerful persons. And when they started hearing about Jesus Christ and what he not only had done already, but what he will do, you know, we got a song saying, Mary, did you know? These prophetess, they are saying, Mary, we can tell you what he's going to do. We can tell you he's going to open some blind eyes. We can tell you he's going to cause the lame to walk. We can tell you that he's going to raise people from the dead. Mary, did you know? Yeah, well, Mary was told, but she wasn't given the specifics. She was just told he's going to do some great things. He's going to do some marvelous things. And our Christ still wants to do great things in each one of our lives. He wants to do marvelous things. We need to make sure we open ourselves up this Christmas to the marvel of Jesus Christ. Well, let me let you hear from Jesus himself. This is the last verse I'm going to lift up today. Mark chapter 12, verse 10. And it says, have you not even read the scripture? This is Jesus speaking. Jesus says, have you not read the scripture? The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Jesus Christ now speaking of the stone which the builders rejected. He's saying now this stone that the builders rejected, this stone was born in Bethlehem. And the builders were saying, well, if it's not in Jerusalem, then we're not interested in it. Because Jerusalem was the holy city, and anybody that had any holy influence, they were in Jerusalem. And so they say, well, because he's born in Bethlehem, he's born outside of Jerusalem, then we don't have much interest in who he is or what he says. But Jesus says that stone that was born in Bethlehem, it was rejected. I need you to see the humiliation of this stone. He was humiliated and rejected. He said, you're an outcast. You don't belong with the elite. You don't belong with the best. You are an outsider. And because you're an outsider, the Bible says he was rejected. So Jesus says, now I want you to remember Psalm 118. This is what he's quoting. Psalm 118, verse 22 and 23. He said, remember that scripture that says the stone that the builders rejected? These are the ones that are supposed to be building up the house of God. And they are rejecting the very stone that God had sent to build up the house. This stone the builders rejected. He's speaking of himself now. He says, now that stone became the chief cornerstone. And what I want you to know is he talks first about the rejection. And in every life, there's going to be some rejection. But after the rejection, the Bible says that's when you get to the elevation. That's when you get to the exaltation. That's when you get lifted up. He said, now after he was rejected, he became the chief cornerstone. That chief cornerstone is the very thing that they had rejected becomes the thing that they're going to need to be exalted. He becomes the chief cornerstone. The question that you want to raise in your own life, is he becoming your chief? Is Jesus Christ the chief one in your life? If he's not chief in your life, then you need to decide today, I'm going to make him chief. I don't want to be in charge myself. I want to make Jesus the chief. And when you make him the chief, he will exalt you. And remember, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll raise everybody else. We need to exalt this chief cornerstone. And finally, Jesus says this, verse 11. He says, this is the Lord's doing. My brothers and sisters, God wants to do something in your life. This, Jesus says, is the Lord's doing. And he says, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the Lord's doing. The Lord has raised him up. The Lord has had him to be born in Bethlehem. The Lord let him die on Calvary's cross. The Lord raised him on the third day. This is the Lord's doing. And we sing a song, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. That Rock of Ages wants to be your blessing. That Rock of Ages wants to be your star, your solid ground. Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Rock of Ages, cover me. Rock of Ages, hide me. Rock of Ages, put me in a safe place. Let me hide myself in thee. Rock of Ages. We need that Rock of Ages. Jesus said, this is the chief cornerstone. This is the rock. And if you will build your life on that solid rock, Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem, then you and I might build on that solid rock. You have an opportunity today to make him the chief cornerstone in your life. Make him your Rock of Ages. And if you will make him your Rock of Ages, our God will be with you through the ages. He will be with you not only through this life, he'll be with you in eternal life. We need this Rock of Ages. He wants to be our hiding place. And Jesus says, and I close with this, I'm going to quote Jesus himself. He says, this is marvelous. Jesus says that God would have this Rock of Ages, this cornerstone that had been rejected. God would take that stone and he would make it the solid rock that it is. God would take that which has been rejected. God would take that which has been discarded. God would take that which had been thrown away. God would take that which nobody said would ever be anything. God would take that which they said, that can any good thing come out of Nazareth? God would take that and raise it all the way up to everybody will have to bow down at his name. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah, he is Lord. Hallelujah, he is the Prince of Peace. He is the great I Am. He is the Son of God. He's the Savior of the world. Hallelujah to his name. That great Rock of Ages. I'm going to stop right there. Will you stand with me? Maybe somebody here today wants to accept this Savior. He is the great I Am. He will bless your life. He will smile upon you. He'll forgive every sin. He'll forgive every wrong thought, every wrong idea, every wrong action. He'll help you to have a blessed Christmas. All you got to do is call on his name. We invite you to come. You can be my decision today on the back of your program.